30. Oscar's nostrils flared.
Have you lost your minds? He growled. Apartment 16 is ruined.
Nate opened his mouth and glanced at Veek. She was already looking at him. He decided it was better to keep his mouth shut and pushed his lips together. Oscar glared at Tim's walls and clenched his fists even tighter. Then he took 3 slow, deliberate breaths. His jaw relaxed a bit, and his hands opened up.
Have you vandalized all your apartments?
Nate kept his lips sealed and nodded. Oscar focused on Veek.
I warned you about your crazy ideas, Miss Fishwanath.
He shook his head.
I'm going to have to call the painters in.
No, said Veek.
She gestured at the walls.
Look at this, Oscar. Aren't you curious? Don't you want to know what...
Oscar dismissed her with a wave.
I do not, he snapped. You have made things bad for everyone now. Do you have any idea how much this is going to cost to repair? The owners will be furious. You will all be evicted.
No, we won't, said Tim. Oscar's eyes locked onto Tim's.
We've redecorated, Tim said. What we've done in our own apartments is within our rights as outlined in the lease. It's not specified what counts as damage, so at the best you'll be able to deduct the expense from our security deposits.
You think I cannot
try anything else and I'll take you to court?
The stout man sucked in a breath and held it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess the owners wouldn't like the publicity of a court case,
Tim continued.
Even a minor one. So no matter how angry you are, I suggest you take a few moments to calm down.
Oscar let out the breath he'd been holding.
Apartment 16
was my responsibility. No one else was there. First offense of a new tenant. I'm sure it can be excused, especially since I'm offering to pay for it.
Oscar's jaw moved back and forth. His eyes shifted off Tim to Nate, then to Zila, and settled on Veek again.
I have run out of patience, he said. This is the last warning for all of you.
He looked at the math-covered walls again.
I'm going to call the painters. All your apartments will be painted.
Nate glanced at the walls and bit his tongue. Oscar gave them a last glare.
And it is coming out of your security deposits.
He turned and marched back into the hall. They heard him stomp down the hall and into the stairwell. Veek let out a sigh of relief.
You just saved our asses,
Zila said to Tim. He glanced at her and smirked.
Well, how could I let such a fine ass go to waste?
Okay, said Nate. We need to take photos. Get all of this documented before the painters get here. He looked at Zila. Your camera can do high-resolution pictures, right?
It can, yeah, she said, but I can't.
Don't tell me you're chickening out. Zila shook her head.
No, I've got class in 2 hours. I need to get showered and get over to campus.
She shrugged.
Sorry.
Veek nodded.
I've got to get ready for work, she said.
She looked at Nate.
So do you, don't you?
He bit his lip and looked at the wall.
I could call in sick.
Tim raised an eyebrow.
Weren't you just complaining your hours had been cut?
We can't lose all this, said Nate.
We also can't lose you, said Veek. If you can't pay rent, this little investigation of ours is over.
He looked at Tim. What about you? Could you start taking pictures?
A couple, but I've got a meeting at 10 in Santa Monica.
The older man shook his head.
Oscar probably can't get painters here until tomorrow at best. We can meet up tonight and get everything photographed.
Zila yawned and stretched.
But we are going to sleep at some point, right?
At some point, said Nate with a nod. It was the longest day of work in human history. Once the excitement of discovery wore off and his regular life resumed, Nate was exhausted. He poured a cup of coffee and drank it in the break room. He took the second one back to his desk with him. The morning was an ongoing fight to stay awake. It was a relief when another mail crate arrived and he had to get up and walk around. He ran timetables in his head while he stared at the addresses on his computer. When would Oscar call the painters? How many would there be? When would they get there? How long would it take them to paint an apartment? Would they scrape the walls first or just layer the paint on over the bare spots? He skipped lunch and stretched out in his office chair. In one of the timetables he'd come up with, all the walls had been painted by now. His head leaned back against the top of the chair, and his eyes closed. The faint hum of his computer blended with the rattle of the air conditioner and the rumble of traffic out on the streets of Hollywood. Then he was on the roof of the Kavach building with Veek and Zila. Veek wore a baggy, orange sweatshirt, and her dark hair was cut in a retro bob. Zila was naked because they'd come up there when she was sunbathing. She'd changed her hair from blue to bright green. He tried not to stare at the small patch of emerald fuzz between her legs.
"I wash it with cockroaches," she explained.
Veek nodded.
"I would too, but I've got a bug thing.
It looks totally different under blacklight," Zila said. "You should take a look."
Roger was standing by the oversized machine room. He shook the top padlock on the door and it made a noise like the decked-in chains ghost from A Christmas Carol.
"Waste of time," Roger said. "Elevator's in the basement."
"All the cool stuff is in the basement," agreed Veek.
Zila grabbed Nate by the shoulders and shook him hard. He turned and looked, but all he could see was her green hair. He tried to twist away, lost his balance, and almost fell out of his chair.
"Easy, Tiger," said Anne.
She stood next to his desk.
"Just thought you should wake up before Eddie makes his afternoon appearance."
He blinked a couple of times and glanced around.
"I slept through lunch?"
She smiled.
"You were out cold. It's almost 2:30.
Shit. In two of his timetables, the equations were painted over by now. In one of them, the workers were just getting started.
"You looked like you needed it," she said.
"Yeah, kind of. Nobody saw me?" Anne shrugged.
"New schedules, remember? It's just you and me today. We could have wild cubicle sex and no one would know."
He nodded and rubbed his eyes.
"Wow," she said. "You really are tired, aren't you?"
He looked up at her.
"Sorry." "Never mind. You'll be kicking yourself later, though."
He blinked again. She patted him on the shoulder and walked back to her own cubicle. Nate tossed one of the bundles of returned flyers into the bottom drawer of his desk. There was already one in there. Part of him acknowledged he was falling very far behind and needed to get caught up sometime soon. Most of him watched the clock and wondered how fast he could get home. Eddie stopped by and lamented the amount of work getting done. Nate nodded but didn't bother to argue. He processed a few dozen more returns and then started packing his bag an hour early. Anne peeked in at him.
"Somewhere to be?"
"Yeah," he said. He tried to think of something more believable than the truth. "I'm trying to get home before my landlord goes into my apartment for some repairs." Her face twisted up.
"Oh, I hate that," she said. "People in your place with all your stuff."
He nodded and paused. "Would you mind if I
go?" she said. "I'll cover for you. Again."
"You rock." He slung his backpack over his shoulder. "Thank you."
"Get some sleep," she called after him.